Welcome to Biohacking Wellness, where we teach you how to make small changes to your lifestyle and diet so you can gain incremental improvements in your health and well-being. In other words, it's do-it-yourself biology.
It's time to face the reality that our current medical system is broken and overpriced and has no idea how to manage chronic illness. The only answers they provide will leave you sick and bankrupt. We are here to empower you to take back your own health. Greetings, everyone. Today's episode of the podcast, we're going to take a deep dive into something new. We have a new parasite detox that we have tested and tried and ready to bring it to you. So this is a recording. It's just me. Kim did not join me for this one, but it is a recording of a webinar we did about the parasite detoxes, why you should do them, etc. So you're getting the audio version. The full version with the slides is on my Facebook page buried somewhere. But if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Love it if you would give us a review, share our podcast. We'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks, and we'll see you next time. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. So I'm at my home. And I'm recording this from our office. Dinner's being made. Dogs are barking. You're going to have some feedback from this, but that's just the way it is. So what I want to cover tonight is this thing called understanding dysbiosis. And what I mean by dysbiosis is basically abnormal gut bugs or the bacteria that's in your gut. So we're going to cover the definition. We're going to cover the symptomatology. We're going to cover what to do about it. And if you stick around long enough, you're going to, I do have an offer for you at the end. So just to be funny, I threw this in here. You know, everybody knows that we have to start eating healthier. We need to start eating better. But the moment you feel a little bit of stress, everything seems to come apart. You're not alone when that happens, but there are ways of dealing with that a little bit better. The other thing too, like if you have questions, post them in the comments, because when I'm done, I will come back to the comments and answer anything that that we've seen. So first off, if y'all can hear me, please let me know. I've never done a screen share like this before. So anyway, so next thing, last week I joined a couple of groups on Facebook just trying to get into people's heads. And this Ozempic Wegovy weight loss, I actually had to leave the group because I was getting I was getting irritated at some of the comments. But I put a couple in here for you just so you can see. This individual says, "You guys, I need a bland diet. Everything I eat makes me run to the bathroom. I'm so miserable for the last 2 months." And What I question is when they put the people on these weight loss drugs, are they really getting any answers? Are they giving them any direction whatsoever on diet? I don't know the answers to that. Here's another one. Zero sex drive. I'm already having issues with my husband and other stuff. And now I think this will make things very significant. Yeah, that would make it significant. And a lot of times these people that are needing to lose weight are very inflamed, and that doesn't help anything, especially in this particular case. So that's concerning. If you don't deal with hormone issues before you do something like this, this can make just throwing fuel on the fire. And then this individual, so what do you do when MAG-7 and Dulcolax isn't cutting it anymore? And otherwise, this person is extremely constipated. And what we know about these weight loss drugs is they actually shut down some of your metabolic capacity. So you paralysis of your gut is one of the things. And then are we supposed to eat normal on this medication, like mashed potatoes, rice, and bread, things like that, or low-carb, high-protein? You know, shame on the doctor that prescribed this and did not give them any direction. So basically what I'm trying to get at here is we're going to help you wade through this process. And the reason, you know, here's some reasons why you should stick around and listen to what I'm telling you is because we can't just medicate out our way of these metabolic problems. You actually have to take specific actions, and we're going to show you what those are. So why you should stick around. Number one is if you need answers to these following questions: why is your weight not coming off like you'd like? Why are you fatigued? I love that song. You're much too young to feel this damn old. Why do you have brain fog? Why do you have gut symptoms? Why are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? why are you feel like your doctor's not listening? And then lastly, are hormone imbalances, which we touched on. And there really are answers to all of these if you sit down and listen to what people are telling you and you look at other things other than just weight loss, calorie reduction, etc. So that's what we're going to get into tonight. I'm trying to figure out my screen here. It's being kind of wonky. Okay. Anyway, so that's the direction that we're going. And then we will circle back and make this all make sense to you as we go on. So partying on here. Okay, so 7 out of 10 deaths worldwide have one thing in common, and that is my computer's being weird again. 7 out of 10 deaths worldwide are caused by inflammation. And a lot of this inflammation is actually coming from a disruption of what's called your gut microbiome, which is the natural gut bugs you already have in your gut. So a definition of dysbiosis is an imbalance in the microbial communities within the gut, the skin, the digestive tract, and nasal mucosa, believe it or not. There's bacteria in every single one of those. And I'm gonna share with you in just a second a statistic that's gonna blow your mind. So, but from this, you just need to remember one thing, okay? Bad gut bugs, the guys that aren't supposed to be there, they eat your nutrients and poop toxins. Hey, I'll say that again. Bad gut bugs eat your nutrients and poop toxins. So if they're eating the food that the nutrients that are supposed to be coming to you, they're going to use up your energy rather than you. Hey, that's one of the leading causes of being tired, feeling fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome. And then the other side of that is good gut bugs. When you have good gut bugs, they eat toxins and poop nutrients. Okay, so they're actually going to help you cleanse some of those toxins, get rid of some of those toxins, and what they leave behind are vitamins and minerals that your body actually needs to make its own energy. So I think that's pretty cool. Sorry, this thing's barking at me again about my – oops. I'm getting no feedback here, guys, so if you can let me know if everything's working on your end, I really appreciate that. So we're going to keep on. Here's the statistic. You have 10 times – more bacteria than you actually have cells. We know our body is made up of literally trillions of cells, but you have 10 times more bacteria than that, and they have a job to do. They're actually here to help you with metabolism, not hurt you, and I think this gets flipped around a little backwards. So here's a great study. This impacts of gut bacteria and human health disease. I found this just the other day, 2015, and they basically link all of these conditions, obesity, heart disease, cancer, irritable bowel disease, diabetes, both type 1 and type 2, that's important, liver disease, autism, and HIV are all linked to poor gut health. So why aren't we addressing this? Why aren't we looking into this when we know all of those are links? And the answer is, well, it doesn't sell drugs, so you're just not going to see it, which is sad to me. So moving on, this is a case that I saw today. Okay, this is a woman that came to me with all sorts of chronic neck issues, jaw issues, muscle issues. And when we started digging into it, it was clear that this particular individual had some severe gut inflammation, some severe issues that were happening there. And so we dug into it to find, you know, yeah, she has some gut inflammation. She's got some dysbiosis. She's got some issues dealing with what we're going to talk about tonight. Hey, and to get her going in the right direction, we've got to deal with that first, because that's, as is the case, oftentimes that is what is causing the issue. So there's three types of dysbiosis. So number one is a bacterial overgrowth. We're going to go into these in detail. Number two are parasitic infections. And number three is yeast overgrowth. And the issue is, when you have these problems, antibiotics are only going to make the problem worse, because they're non-discriminate. They wipe everything else out. And when you wipe everything out, the opportunistic bacteria, parasites, and yeast are the ones that we don't want. So you wipe them out, they're just gonna come back. You wipe them out, they're just gonna come back. So we're gonna share with you an action plan on how to actually do something about that. The signs and symptoms are gonna amaze you. Obviously, digestive issues, right? bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, difficulty losing weight, abdominal pain, blah, 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 are all digestive issues caused by this dysbiosis or this bad gut bug thing. Fatigue, we already touched on this with the bad gut bugs eating your food and pooping toxins. That's a big driver of that. The weight gain comes into actually a malnutrition thing because they're eating up the food that was supposed to be your energy and your body goes into these stress responses. Mood changes, there are direct links to dysbiosis and anxiety, depression, etc. Skin issues, eczema, acne, rosacea, these are all signs and symptoms that your gut is not happy and it's like your body's trying to push those toxins out through the skin. Immune system dysfunction, frequent illnesses or persistent infections may be a result of compromised immune function. Most of your 60 to 80% of your immune system is actually found in your gut. And when it's all messed up, you're going to be much more susceptible to chronic diseases. My opinion is this is why COVID was such a bad issue in this country. Hey, neurological issues, brain fog, memory loss, neuropathy, migraines, seizures all come back to gut issues and dysbiosis. So if we're going to deal with those issues, we've got to deal with those first. Joint pain, I can't tell you. When people start our metabolic reset program, one of the first things I say to them is, yes, you're going to lose weight, but you're also going to notice a whole lot less joint pain because when you get rid of that inflammation, joint pain goes down. Autoimmune flares, this is a big one. People are susceptible to these flares, have dysregulated guts. And then anal itching is actually a sign of a parasite infection. So you have an itchy bum that might be part of the issue. Here's the interesting thing, though. All of these symptoms are actually worse during a full moon. So pay attention to that. And you talk to anybody that works in a jail setting, in an emergency room setting, they know when it's a full moon because the crazies come in. Why do they come in? Because these parasites are going bonkers. Just food for thought there. Okay. Causes. The number one cause, in my opinion, is antibiotic use. We just use too much of it. Not always required. It just happens. Okay. Number two is diet. Y'all know that I'm not a fan of the standard American diet. Okay. Number three is chronic stress that dysregulates your gut and causes all sorts of problems. Environmental toxins like exposure to pollutants and toxins. Pets, we love them. There's two of mine right there. There's my two right there, but they nasty. Okay. So if you have pets, this is something you need to really think about. Travel to third world countries. Drinking the water in third world countries can be bad. So anyway, let's talk about the three types of dysbiosis in detail. Number one is that true bacterial overgrowth. This basically happens when you take an antibiotic and it wipes out all of your gut flora. Again, the bad gut flora are the opportunistic ones. So when everybody's wiped out, they're going to come back first. And then our standard American diet, when you combine that, it's not going to help anything. It just helps those bad bacteria grow very quickly. And, you know, it's like people will tell me, well, I'm taking a probiotic. A lot of times that's not enough. There's a battle going inside of your gut right now that when those bad gut bugs are winning and you just add some good gut bugs, a lot of times that's not enough to keep it going in the right direction. Now, I'm not saying don't take your probiotics. There's a lot of good ones out there. I'm just saying sometimes it's just not enough, especially if your diet's bad. A parasitic overgrowth, Giardia, Cryptosporidium, various worms, we all have them. I know this is shocking to a lot of people. We all have them. So when you have it, there's really not a lot. What am I trying to say here? We all have them. We all need to get rid of them. And the recommendation I'm going to make is actually do what I'm going to tell you to do here about twice a year just to clean yourself out and get rid of these things. So common sources of these are contaminated water, your pets, undercooked meat like sushi, travel to third world countries. We pick them up. You can walk across your grass in bare feet and get a parasite. It's just something that happens, and it's something we just need to deal with on occasion. Yeast overgrowth, most commonly is candida. So basically what happens here is yeast is actually, or candida is actually a normal part of your gut environment. But when you wipe yourself out with antibiotics, these yeasts go crazy and they can actually become overgrowth. And in my opinion, yeast overgrowth is actually the number one cause of sugar cravings and fatigue. Okay, so we have to deal with these yeasts, and I've got an easy way to do that for you. So what do we do about it? Okay, that's why we're here. What do we do? I got an action plan for you. Number one, maybe. Come on, computer, you can do it. My computer has frozen. There we go. Number one, stick to a whole food diet. Okay, think paleo. So for those of you that are on the metabolic reset program right now, you're already doing 90% of this already by sticking to that whole food diet. Okay? A diet devoid of sugar, processed grains, devoid of pesticides like Roundup. All these things are going to help those good gut bugs to grow. Regular exercise actually has been shown to help improve microbiota. And you just think about the environment in a gym or getting outside and getting your workouts done. You're going to get your hands a little dirty. That's actually a very, very good thing. Number three, hand sanitizers. Avoid them. They actually kill off your microbiome by using these stupid hand sanitizers. In fact, I'd even go a step further and say, everything they told you to do during COVID will actually make this worse. So I cringe when I see these hand sanitizers everywhere. There's other things too, but we won't go into that tonight. Implement stress reduction techniques like meditation, sauna use, cold, hot therapies. All those can help reduce stress, can help actually help your microbiome. A lot of new stuff coming out about low-level laser therapy, about reducing fat cells and improving gut function. And then finally is to implement a biannual parasite reset. And that's what we're going to spend the rest of the few minutes talking about. We are introducing a comprehensive parasite cleanse. This is new to the office. Hey, I put myself through this. When I choose products to use, I want you to know there's a process that I go through. And that process is basically, I want to look at the supplement company. Are they reputable? Are there studies backing them up? Who paid for those studies? I always look for conflict of interest. And then, of course, I want to try them on myself before they introduce them to you. And for a parasite cleanse, to get rid of everything, to be comprehensive, this is the one that I've chosen for you. It starts with a product called ADP. I don't think you can see my camera, but I just held a bottle of it up. ADP is basically an oregano product. So when you open the can, it's a very, very strong smell of oregano. It is emulsified oregano oil. It's in a long delivery form. Oregano is very, very, very anti-parasitic. It's a very powerful antioxidant. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is what's called dysbiocide. This is a one that's going to help support your good gut bacteria, and it's going to help shut down the bad bacteria through a combination of dill, stimona, wormwood, Java brucea, etc. All these things that you can see, all the ingredients you see on the list there, all have antimicrobial and antiparasitic properties. And lastly is this FC-Cytal. All of these ingredients in FC-Cytal have been shown to break yeast down and get rid of those yeast infections or those yeast overgrowths. So doing this twice a year can really reset your gut health, really kick it started. And it's a great time to do it because we're coming into the new year, and I want to make this as easy as I possibly can for you. So here's what I've got. Hey, if you do this kit, we're going to charge $225 for this particular kit. Now, for those of you who are already on the program, you just need to text us because we actually have a different price for you. If you're already doing the program, we got an awesome discount for you because you already have access to all the stuff that I'm going to include with this, which includes a four-week meal plan, an inflammation questionnaire, access to our digital course, or like our whole online digital platform. You're going to have access to that. 1 month of email support from me. Feel free to ask me whatever questions you have. Access to our online community. I think that's actually priceless. So if you added all those things up, it comes to about just under $1,000. But again, I'm just charging right now this $225 for this kit. It's going to come with all that stuff. So what I want you to do is to text the office, LFG. If you don't know what that stands for, ask your grandkids, 208-218-8622. So just text that to that number. And tomorrow, so nobody's at the office right now. Nobody's going to respond to that text right now. But tomorrow, When we see that, we're going to start communicating with you so we can get this kit in your hands. So I'll leave the rest of the time. I don't see any comments here. If no one's having any question and answers, then I'm going to wrap this up and we can go about our evening. So thanks for spending a few minutes with me. Please feel free to reach out to the office and we'll get you taken care of. Again, text LFG to 208-218-8622. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. And it's going to be next week before we have another one of these live events, just because I'm going to be, we're traveling to go see our granddaughter on Friday. So we'll look forward to another event next week. Thank you. Have a great night.